welcome to Begin Again Mama. I'm your host, Tia, holistic nutritionist, integrative nutrition health coach, prenatal, postpartum nutrition professional with a focus on whole person health. Today I want to talk about reducing our toxic load. This topic can feel very daunting, especially in motherhood and pregnancy. I want to take the approach of making this stress-free and cost-effective. We only have so much control over what toxins we are exposed to on a daily basis. I want to preface this episode with the important reminder that our bodies are designed to detox on their own when they're functioning properly. The detoxification system is one of the core systems we all have unconsciously running within us. It runs best when it's not overwhelmed, which is very relatable, right? And we can support the system through our lifestyle and diet. Overall, the detoxification system and the toxins we are allowing into our lives does affect our overall health and quality of life. So today I want to focus on finding non-toxic swaps that work for your family. This is a lifestyle change that I have been intentionally working towards in my life for the past 6 years or so. It comes down to habit, knowledge, and willingness to experiment. I want to take this time to remind you not to compare your day one with someone else's journey. Where you are today is simply your starting point, not your destination. In fact, I believe this is an ongoing process. As products evolve, research expands, and we are presented with more information. This is also not meant to make you feel bad or guilty for what you're currently using. Use this information to do better going forward and remind yourself that you have been doing the best you can with the information you had before. It's no secret that the things we come in contact with on our skin, ingest through our mouths, digest through our GI tract, and inhale by our lungs enters our bloodstream and affects our overall health. Whether that be hormonal health, nutrient absorption, interruptions in the detoxification system itself, inflammation, chronic disease, fertility, pregnancy, growth and development of our baby, and so much more. Like I mentioned, I've been on this journey prior to becoming a mom, and once I found out I was pregnant, I was even more motivated to ensure my lifestyle was more non-toxic. When we decided I would stay home with our children and we would drop down to one income, I knew I had to find a way to make non-toxic living affordable as well as non-stressful, because I did hit a point where I was overthinking and overwhelmed and really put myself in a state of anxiety over the toxic load that I had no control over. So I compiled my top 7 tips to make the non-toxic lifestyle switch stress-free and cost-effective. First, start with what you use most often. The biggest impact will be on the products that you're using daily, multiple times a day even. So start with those ones first. 2, take it room by room, product by product. I found it simplest and less intimidating to start one room at a time in my house. This could be the kitchen, the bathroom, bedroom. You decide where you want to start and then take it one product at a time from there. 3, wait for your current supply of a product to run out before replacing it. You don't need to spend money on products you already have. Use it up before finding the non-toxic alternative. Make a list of stuff that is running low that you are wanting to switch out, and be sure to research and find a product ahead of time before going out to purchase it in the store or find it online. 4, try making it yourself before buying an expensive alternative. It's unfortunate that we live in a society that makes us pay more money to not poison ourselves, but that's just how it works right now. Many household products, especially like cleaning supplies, can be made with simple ingredients that are actually a lot cheaper. 5, ask for recommendations from someone you know who is living a non-toxic lifestyle. They don't need to be 10 steps ahead of you either. You can start this journey at the same time as somebody, and you guys will likely find different product swaps at different times. 6, be willing to test out a few versions before giving up and going back to the toxic product you were using before. It can be hard, especially when it comes to personal care items, to find one that works for you. I immediately, when I say this, I think of my deodorant switch. I tried out so many different deodorants before finding one that I actually liked, that worked, that smelled good. Try multiple variations of products before giving up. 7, you don't have to be perfect. Be patient with the process and realize every single swap you make makes a difference. Small steps add up to be big changes over time. Be patient with yourself, give yourself grace. This doesn't have to happen overnight. Now I want to get into ideas of where to start or products to consider when lowering your toxic load on the daily basis. I found it the easiest to start with removing my synthetic fragrances from soaps, perfumes, air fresheners, candles, lotions, face wash, laundry detergents, cleaning products, all of those things. This one's really important as they mess with our hormonal balances, and our hormones play a huge role in conception and pregnancy, postpartum. Every single stage of our life, our hormones are there running the show. I found it best for me and my family to switch our laundry detergent first because we have to wear clothes every single day. And when or if we didn't have to wear clothes, it was likely when we were going to bed, which means that we are in our sheets and our comforters that also have to be washed in a laundry detergent. So I saw this as being a great opportunity to start with something that we are being exposed to through our skin and inhaling on a daily basis. 100% of the time, we were being involved or around our clothes and our sheets and things that were washed in our laundry detergent. We can even take a look at the clothing and our sheets themselves. Check it out. See what these things are made of that are in your household. Are they made of natural fibers? Can you swap some out? And remind yourself, especially here with clothing and the bigger items of like bedding, it can be expensive to switch these things out. Make one swap at a time. So the next time you want to buy a new shirt, new pants, check it out. See if it's 100% cotton or linen, wool, anything that is a natural fiber to try to reduce those microplastics and synthetic materials within your clothing. I am not 100% there yet with our clothing. That is for sure. That's an expensive switch and it's not something we're willing to make in our budget right now. But we were willing to do this for our underwear. Our underwear is something that is so close to our reproductive organs and intimately touching them all the time. So we switched to 100% cotton right there. That felt like doable. It's something we wanted to make room in our budget for. And next, we will slowly start buying things that are 100% natural fibers and replacing the things in our closet. We're not going to completely redo our wardrobe as that's just not practical for us. Another great place to start is personal care items. This one is an area that can be intimidating, I think, especially as females, depending on how attached you are to your personal care items, right? It's time to check the ingredients, though, and make sure that your items, your cleaners, your fragrances that you're using, your makeup are clean because your skin absorbs all of that and it goes directly to your bloodstream. It impacts, like I said before, with your hormonal health. It impacts conception, fertility, pregnancy, postpartum, all of it. So small changes make a big difference here too. Make these changes practical and avoid the overwhelming feeling that can creep in and discourage us. We are doing this to promote our health, have a more natural pregnancy, home life, and family as a whole. Another good area is to reduce or completely eliminate artificial sweeteners and flavors. Stick to things like pure maple syrup and honey as much as possible. Read the ingredients list on everything you're consuming and recognize the red flags of artificial sweeteners and the misleading quote-unquote natural flavor ingredient that is thrown into so many processed foods that are now available. In the kitchen, I think a great place to start is switching out all of our plastic utensils, plastic cutting boards, Tupperware, vessels, and looking into things like wood, silicone, stainless steel, glass as much as possible. Finding these natural materials to cook with, to cut on, and to store our food make a big difference in our toxic load. Some scientists believe the average person might eat 5 grams of microplastics in a week. 5 grams is the equivalent to the weight of a credit card, people. This is crazy to think about. Take it seriously and switch out your cookware now. Use glass, wood, silicone, and stainless steel whenever possible. Another great place to start is to reduce your use of the microwave. The microwaves produced inside are absorbed by the food, the produce, whatever we're putting in there and heating up. When possible, use the stove or oven, an air fryer, to reheat the food you're eating. If the microwave is being used, a really great way to ensure extra exposure is reduced is turn off the microwave and then open the door versus just opening the door even when it's going. I know the microwave stops when the door opens, but it still lets out some radiation. Yes, it's a small amount, but over time, those small amounts do add up. So it's a really good, simple little place to start. Okay, when it comes to food, going organic when possible is best. I know it's not always financially affordable. So what we can do is follow the EWG.org. They offer a Dirty Dozen and Clean 15 list. This can help you prioritize which produce items to buy organic and which is okay to buy non-organic based on the amount of pesticides found in the produce. As I'm recording this in this podcast, it is April of 2024. The EWG is saying that it is best to prioritize organic strawberry, spinach, kale, collard, and mustard greens, peaches, pears, nectarines, apples, grapes, bell, and hot peppers, cherries, blueberries, and green beans. The produce on the Clean 15 list, which means it's okay to buy non-organic, are avocados, sweet corn, pineapple, onions, papaya, frozen peas, asparagus, honeydew melon, kiwi, cabbage, mushrooms, mangoes, sweet potatoes, watermelon, and carrots. This is something that we can all access online and is such a great resource when we are budgeting and prioritizing for organic foods as much as possible. So when we can save some money in our produce, we can really focus on buying organic meats and dairy products because those matter too. I find it really important to focus on organic foods because the pesticides and herbicides used, they actually lower the antioxidant content in the produce. So when you eat those, in turn, it also lowers your body's natural detoxification ability, which is not what we want when we are trying to live a non-toxic lifestyle and remember that our bodies are meant to detox the stuff that we don't have control over. I really do feel like our food is something we can have control over as long as we are living in a location that have options for organic produce. I've also found that a lot of times local farmers, they aren't going to use pesticides and herbicides because they're more expensive. Plus, they seem to have more of an understanding of how unhealthy they are and how much better their crops grow without it. So check out local farmers markets. It can be a great way to save money on organic fruits and vegetables. Some other simple ways to help lower our toxic load throughout the day is having indoor plants to consume the carbon dioxide and absorb air pollution for us. Great options include peace lily, aloe vera, and Boston ferns. Conventional medicine can be a controversial topic, and they can hold a lot of toxins themselves. I have really dove deep into finding naturopathic ways of helping my family when we are sick and not feeling well. This is something that I've been very passionate about since my son was born, and I finally feel like I'm at a place where when someone in the house is feeling something coming on, I'm pretty confident that we have something on hand to help each other. And getting here has been a long journey, and I know that I'm nowhere near fluent in this topic, but it's definitely something that I recommend looking into and considering finding alternative options, because when we find more homeopathic and natural medicines, we can not only reduce our toxic load, but really help our body fight off whatever it is that we are getting in a natural way that is going to reduce the length of the sickness and boost our immune system in the process. A lot of conventional medicine is actually just covering up those symptoms and prolonging the sickness. Check out your children's toys. Try to focus on more natural fibers and materials when it comes to their toys as well. We are flooded with plastic in the toy realm. Not only do these toys not last as long, they may not actually be developmentally better for them. So check out things that are made out of wood and silicone. And even if they're not battery operated, your kids are still going to love them. They last a lot longer, and you don't need to turn away the toys that people gift your children, but possibly consider asking for gifts in the natural material realm, because it's going to reduce your toxic load within your household to get rid of those plastics and batteries and focus on just stepping back and going more old school when it comes to their toys and their development. And then my last tip that is free for everybody is to remove your shoes in the house. Our shoes carry a shocking amount of pesticides, germs, chemicals, toxins in general. So when we take those off, when we get into our house, it helps a lot. I am by no means perfect when it comes to a non-toxic lifestyle. I'm still working towards this. And like I said in the beginning, I think this is going to be an ongoing process throughout life as we become more knowledgeable, more information comes out, research, different products, all that stuff. I still struggle with sometimes keeping my shoes on when it's convenient to run inside because I forgot something real quick. Wearing clothing that has microplastics and made out of synthetic materials because I'm not willing to switch over my whole wardrobe right now. I am more than happy to accept hand-me-downs and gifts for my children that are not 100% natural fibers and materials. It's not about perfection here. It's about better every day, every decision we make. And letting go of the anxiety and stress when it comes to stuff that we don't have control over. Please reach out to me on Instagram at tia.walden, that is T-I-A period W-A-L-D-E-N, and let's connect, share ideas. I would love to give you different recipes that I currently am using that work for our family when it comes to making products for our household as well. Thank you for joining Begin Again, Mama. I am grateful you chose to spend time with me. I know how busy you are and how precious your time really is. If you like this podcast, I invite you to subscribe or follow on your desired platform. And when you do, please rate and review Begin Again, Mama. This helps me expand our reach. Until next time, remember, each moment is an opportunity to start anew and begin again, Mama.